Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you.
So when do I get this surprise?
When you're dead. No, before that. But just a little bit before. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for October 17th, 2012. This is Mike Naughty. I'm joined by my brother, Ajgai. Hi,
hello,
Ajgai.
Hello.
So how's it going?
Good.
So we're going to start with news today. How's that look? Was there much going on?
There's some stuff.
Okay.
I know, I always say that, but there is.
There's things. Something happened.
It's like how else you describe it. Stuff happened.
I would like to regret there's a week where there's just nothing happened. Sorry, everybody.
It's called Christmas, but...
Right. Then I have a little game for you.
Oh, man.
A game for Ajgai. This is the surprise I was talking about.
Woo.
So you like that... What's that show you like? Did you watch the Totally Rad show?
Yes.
So, and I was watching with you one time. The guys were doing this weird guessing game with, like, movie titles, like alternate movie titles.
Uh-huh.
So I took that with video games.
Oh, cool.
So I'm calling it Game Guess.
Okay.
So I got 5 of those for you. So we'll see if you can guess my alternate titles for video games.
Okay.
So we'll do that after the news. Then we'll do our weekend gaming. Then there'll be a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do the first 20, this time on Kirby's Dream Land 3.
Yeah, we didn't do a poll. We just wanted to play this one. Finally. It's been like second place for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. I want to play it. I always remember just not liking it as much as Superstar. I don't know why.
I honestly don't remember it. I mean, I'm sure I played it, but I can't distinguish it in my head.
It's the one where the second player plays Gooey. He's like a little blue blob.
Yeah.
I was so bad for Gooey because he was never in another Kirby game.
Yeah, because it kind of became like Meta Knight and DDD.
Meta Knight became very
what's
popular.
What's the little dude?
Waddle Dee all of a sudden got... Well, before Waddle Dee, was like Polina, like the artist.
Yeah.
Because like remember, 64, it was like those guys.
Basically,
right.
I know all these characters because of Brawl in the Family.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So let's get to the news. What's going on?
All right, so I just find this funny. It's not really news, but Sony has declared that judging the Vita before Christmas is, quote, preposterous.
In their defense.
Okay.
But 3DS did not really pick up because of Christmas. Now, because that was also because they launched 2 Mario games at Christmas time.
Right.
That's always kind of the problem that they face, is that they just can't make Mario games. But what are they releasing for it for Christmas? PlayStation All-Stars?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Actually, now you think about it, this might be a problem.
There's that Sly game.
I mean, they're going to have a Call of Duty for it, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't think there's a lot of excitement for. They have an Assassin's Creed game for it, which I'm gonna be reviewing that eventually. Maybe that'll be good.
Okay. I mean, keep in mind, in Japan, too, it's had a Christmas.
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean, that was launched, but still. I don't know. I just like it when they get defensive.
I can see what they're saying. I mean, look, obviously the Vita is not doing great.
No.
It saddens me, because I love it, really.
Yeah, it's a great system.
Persona 4 is coming out for it soon, which is why I'm finally working hard to beat Persona 3. So, that'll be cool.
Working harder makes us better.
Okay.
NBA Baller Beats, the probably greatest and only dancing basketball dribbling simulation on the market, sold 3,000 copies, Mike.
Well, it's so niche. I mean...
I think it's a lot to expect someone to have a Kinect play space big enough that is also conducive to dribbling a basketball.
Yeah, it also has to be like a hardwood floor. Like, my floor might work for
it. Yeah, but like, remember when people were accidentally throwing their Wii remotes at televisions?
It's dangerous. It's bad news bears. I mean, by all accounts, it is actually cool. It's just too niche.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they weren't expecting anything crazy with that.
Well, I bet they were expecting more than 3,000.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Mega Man fans are pissed, and they got passive-aggressive about it this week.
Good. You know what? Yeah, good.
Yeah, I agree. This was great.
Because it is fucking ridiculous. 25th anniversary of Mega Man, and they're doing jack and shit.
No, Mike, they're releasing a game.
Yeah, they're releasing a social game, and it's literally it's a game that plays itself.
There are, well, with the features such as autoplay and skip, I could see why you think that.
And that's what you're saying here is that fans basically made the game in Flash in like less than 24 hours to show them how lazy they are.
Yeah.
To show the world how lazy they are. It's really fucking ridiculous. I don't know what Capcom's deal is with Mega Man. All of a sudden, the only thing I could guess is that they're all mad because of the creator left. What was his name? I know this. I don't know why.
I'm blanking too.
Yeah, weird blank. But the Mega Man guy left, so I don't, like, who cares? You still own Mega Man?
It's not like this company's been afraid to cash in on something in the past.
Right, exactly. Yeah, honestly. Try. Do something. He's Mega Man. You have one of the few brands that you get to almost ending with, and people will at least buy a good enough amount of it.
Yeah, I mean, Mega Man 9, and I mean, to a lesser extent, but still 10, hugely successful.
Like,
when Mega Man 9 was a thing, that was like the most exciting thing ever.
And even, like, you know,
how hard it be to capture some of that
again. Because, like, a lot of things are ran into the ground, but when they were doing all of those, like, card RPG games,
yeah,
they were all popular.
Yeah.
They all sold well.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's like they have it out for Mega Man. We're not going to put him in Marvel's Capcom 3. Why? I don't get it. And then the stuff they try to pass off as part of this celebration, like they're repackaging the rock and techno arranged albums as new. And some people are buying it because they don't remember.
Yeah.
But they're trying to pass them off as new. They put new covers on them and they're trying to say they're new. They're not.
Yeah.
It's been around forever. I have one.
Yeah.
And then there's some other compilation album. It's like, it's pissing me off. Because I'm biased because I love Mega Man so much. And this is what you're doing for his 25th anniversary. What, for one of the greatest IPs in gaming history? It's re-fucking ridiculous.
I agree.
And the worst part is Capcom. They're so down the shit right now. Maybe I don't want them to try. Because I'm sure they tried with Resident Evil 6. I'm sure they tried with all this crap they've been doing lately. But just who knows? I don't know. It's just sad.
What a weird company lately.
Because they had their shit together not too long ago, and then all of a sudden, they have no idea what's going on over there. They either need to really shake up some management, or, I don't know, maybe they'll just keep going until they're driven to the ground, and there's some sort of bizarre IP. You know what would be the best thing? I'll just say it right now, and I almost feel bad saying this. I almost wish Capcom would get run to the ground, and Nintendo would pick up the Mega Man IP. My God, would that be pretty great. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Can you imagine Nintendo just making one really high-quality Mega Man game every 3 years? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, you know, say what you will about Nintendo, but they are great with, like, revering their IPs. And sometimes they exploit them, for sure.
Mario sports games, notwithstanding.
Yeah, but they do a pretty good job. You know, maybe Metroid, they kind of were a little crappy towards with its 20th anniversary or 25th, whatever it was, but even like Kirby, the treatment they gave Kirby for his 20th anniversary, that was well done, which we'll be exploring later in the first 20.
Right. Well, Microsoft is taking advantage of the holiday season. They have two new bundles that are $50 cheaper than they normally would be. There's like a 4 GB Kinect bundle that's $250 that comes with Adventures and Star Wars, and then a 250 GB hard drive bundle that comes with Forza 4 and Skyrim.
You know what we need to do sometime?
Huh.
We have to like rent Star Wars. We can do first 20 of just like the dancing game. Some other things. I tell you what, that another what like was mad. But I think that dancing game almost kind of looks fun.
A little bit.
I'm Han Solo.
It's so goofy.
That's kind of funny to me. I know everyone. I thought that was kind of clever.
I'm Han Solo.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sure. What the fuck? I'll do that. If there like if they made a Star Trek game and there was a dancing mode in it with Data dancing to like a parody song, I think that'd be funny.
Right. Captain Picard getting down. Get that song, Patrick Picard.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah. We should do this sometime.
Okay. So EA made a mistake this weekend and accidentally gave away thousands of free games. What happened?
Go ahead. You explain what happened.
They did, like, a survey, and your reward for doing the survey was a promo code for $20 off any game $19.99 and up that wasn't released in the last month and like wasn't a Valve game or SWTOR basically, but the code was reusable. So this hit Reddit and people just started getting all these $19.99 and under games for free.
Now I purposely did not do this because I was a lot of times with these things, like there's something in that user agreement that says you're not allowed to purposely exploit things.
Yeah. So I didn't even know about it.
So I just didn't do it.
But EA has decided to kind of let everyone keep the stuff.
That's good.
Which, in turn, has pissed off the legitimate customers, well, quote-unquote, like people who either A, did like you, or B...
I don't care. That's always a thing with the legitimate customers getting mad because they don't get a perk that people... That's always been a very kind of selfish, lame thing to me.
The somewhat more justifiable problem is the survey was still up, and it still said... you're going to get this coupon code, and then just didn't give you a code.
Well, probably because they realized it was messed up.
Yeah, but they should have just taken the whole survey down.
I don't like when people complain because they didn't get free things.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But you know why they probably let you keep this? It's a great way to get people to use Origin.
It's true.
They probably saw Origin's usage go up.
Honestly, they should do more of that. Like, anything they could do to just have people keep Origin open at all times.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
But could you imagine if, like, just for, like, a weekend, make Battlefield 3 free.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, sell the DLC still.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Oh, yes, the Xbox got its dashboard update this week.
You tried it yet? What's different? Did they hide the game section even further?
No, actually, they brought it out much better. I've been in the beta for this for a while. I haven't been able to talk about it. It's the next tab over from the home screen.
Okay.
TV and movies got condensed into one.
That makes sense.
Social has one. Music, which is part of the newly launched Xbox Music thing, which I'll talk about in a second. This also has Internet Explorer on it now.
No.
Which, you know, works as well as a console web browser
does. Well, didn't the Saturn have Internet Explorer? Dreamcast did, at least.
Dreamcast did. Saturn might have some kind of web browser.
Something weird. I just remember it would take literally like 10 minutes or a page.
Once the smart glass thing comes out, you can actually use your mouse like a mouse pad for the browser. So that could be...
Your mouse is a mouse pad?
Or your touchscreen on your phone is a mouse pad.
When is that stuff going to happen?
This year still. Yeah. I thought it was going to be part of this update, but I guess not. Yeah. But yeah, like the really nice thing in this new menu, first of all, it's way better laid out. The games are more forward now. I'm sure people still complain about it. But they have this concept now of pinning, where if you have an XBLA game you play a lot, you pin it, and then basically there's like the tile below, like the game and the disc, is just your pins. You click that, and it's just like all the things you've pinned.
Okay.
So if you want to get to like certain XBLA games real quick, and what are movies or whatever, it's right there. Also, when you do the Bing searches, it'll search web video sources like YouTube, and you can just pull up like a web search.
Cool enough.
That's good. So yeah, the Xbox Music thing. It's basically Microsoft trying to make Spotify.
No.
$10 a month, you stream all the music on your Xbox.
Does it have a big library?
30 million songs, so it's right up there with iTunes. Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, I don't even know sometimes. I assume there's a lot of songs.
My only issue with this service is they're limiting it. Like, right now it's Xbox. It's going to be on Windows 8 when that launches later this month. It's going to come to Windows Phone 8. But not Windows Phone 7, not Windows 7.
That's kind of their problem with a lot of these things.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to eventually come out for iOS and Android, but not Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, if this was on everything, it'd be way more attractive than Spotify, because it's basically Spotify that also works on your Xbox. The other thing, too, is you can't use the service for background music, like in a game.
Yeah,
like,
that sucks.
Like you can, yeah.
So you just, like, literally run it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah. I have no interest in it.
Right.
But I don't like music. It's a weird thing. Like, I say I don't like music with people. That's not what I mean, but I don't like contemporary.
The music you listen to is not on Spotify.
Yeah, it rarely is. Like, I'm wearing my Proto Man shirt right now, which actually might be on Spotify. Who knows? I don't know.
We actually got some word on Prey 2.
Really? Is it good news?
Not really. It's not bad news, though. It's just news, I guess. Mm. One of the designers was on Twitter, where he very quickly just kind of said Prey 2 is in limbo.
I still don't understand what went wrong.
Something got colossally fucked
up. I cannot emphasize enough how impressive that game looked. Unless it was a lot of smoke and mirrors and they didn't really have a game there that looked as good as they're showing, but my God, did that game...
It was gameplay you saw, right?
Yeah, the guy was playing it. As far as I can remember, he was. I'm pretty sure he was. It looked so good, and it really depresses me that I'm probably not going to play that game.
Yeah.
But oh well, it happens. Like, that one time I saw that Pirates of the Caribbean game a few years ago.
I know, that looked
good,
too.
That looked good. Basically, it was going to be Fable, Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, okay, that's cool, and that never happened. It's kind of a weird position I find myself in, where I can now see games that are just never going to be released.
Never going to come out. That's funny.
Law industry.
What might be coming out now is Skyrim's next DLC, which is rumored to be called Dragonborn.
I find that hard to believe. That seems like... I mean, Dragonborn is so associated with just Skyrim.
Yeah,
what
I know.
What does that even mean? Is it, like, going to give you, like, a bunch of new dragon shouts?
seems like the big thing is going to be dragon mounts.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Which was one of the things shown in that Game Jam video. Also, supposedly, they pulled some info from the patch files for the next PC patch that's in beta on Steam right now. It looks like it's going to be taking place on Solstheim, which was an island that's on the edges of Morrowind. It was actually in the first Morrowind, or second, I forget, one of the Morrowind expansions called Blood Moon.
Yeah, yeah.
So this will be this will be the first time that Bethesda, in the modern Skyrim games, I guess, has revisited, or the modern Elder Scrolls games.
So, is this going to be the significant one then, you think? Is this going
this is going to be up there with Dawnguard. It's not going to be like a little $5 thing.
Well, even Dawnguard, is this going to be more like even Shivering Isles, which was a very big expansion?
I don't know. I mean, it's all rumor and conjecture at this point.
Is Heartfire even out on PC yet? Okay.
Let's see. We also have mentions of Bone Mold, Chitin, Nordic, and Stahlhelm armor. Mounted spell casting, which I don't know why that wasn't in the,
nice.
Patch when
that'll
they put the combat.
Oh, that'd be great for me. Oh, thank God.
I know. Well, that's why I've been playing my rogue character so much. Dragon mounting and several new locations.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. And so IGN's up for auction. Whoops.
Want to buy IGN?
I don't know. I got $10. I don't know. It's in the top 500 visited websites on the internet. Like, I don't understand what the parent company situation must be.
It's kind of sad to me if IGN can't make it.
They are making it, I guess. I think
someone's going to buy IGN. This isn't IGN's dying.
They were supposed to, spin off into a completely independent thing. That was part of why they bought 1UP.
Right.
And then that didn't happen, and the guy who was going to be in charge of that left the company in August.
Yeah, because they just kind of awkwardly own 1UP and GameSpy.
They bought, all of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine IGN's going anywhere. IGN's actually even not bad anymore. I go to it a bit.
I honestly haven't. It's a noisy site is my only problem. Well, they cover everything.
The mobile version is pretty nice. That's why I do it. Okay. Whereas, the mobile version for, Kotaku and Destructoid are unusable for me, I think. Especially Destructoid. I don't know what the fuck they've done. You see,
I just saw someone on Twitter praising their mobile app.
It makes no sense. It's
used
this weird scroll.
I just read
it. You literally have to
Google
swipe
Reader
to see every story.
I just go on Google Reader.
Yeah, I hate it.
They've outlined some more of what free-to-play and SWTOR will entail. It's not encouraging. It's not terrible, I guess. You'll be able to take a character 1 to 50, do the whole story completely free. But here's, the limitations, if you're not paying.
Do you even have to buy the game?
No.
Download the client?
No, it's free to play.
Just completely free.
But you only can do, 3 PvP Warzone missions a week, 3 flashpoints per week, 1 crew skill, and this is weird, 5 revives in the field.
Really?
Yeah, crew skill, the crafting.
Yeah. This is weird.
Yeah, it's...
It's weird.
It's the worst way to do free-to-play, you're removing content.
Yeah, I don't like that.
In the face of what Guild Wars 2 does, this feels like a massive step back.
Yeah, I don't
It kind of sucks. Especially, I know what they're trying to do. They want you to pay, obviously. And if you had paid to play the game before, and you're like, oh, I'll come back to it, you're going to feel those limitations.
That's
one
exactly
crew
it
skill? Ugh.
I do not see myself playing SWTOR again.
I'd like to finish the stories, but this sounds like it's going to really hamper you in doing that.
Yeah, that's a little sad.
Yeah. They still haven't said when they're doing it, too. The final story. This was encouraging, actually. So MechWarrior Online, it's in closed beta. They were going to start the open beta this week, I think, but they decided to push it back because they're not ready yet. But they did their Founders Program, where basically they kind of pre-sold some packages for the game that would get you immediate closed beta access and a bunch of stuff for it. Made $5 million. It's pretty good for MechWarrior.
Not bad.
Spoiler, I'm in the closed beta, but I can't talk about it. It's really good. I didn't say that. So, yeah, that's my news.
They're going to shut down our podcast.
No.
All right.
I always kind of joke to myself, man, if we broke NDA and we did get shut down, I'd take that as a massive compliment. Someone's listening.
Right.
That actually cares about that.
All right.
All right, what's this good game stuff? Or
the game guess.
Game guess.
So, okay.
GG.
I have 5, modified game titles.
Okay.
So, I have new titles for games, and you have to guess what game I'm talking about.
Okay. Play along with me, listeners.
There's 5 of them. All right, so here's the first one. The end of a reflective surface.
Mirror's edge.
Very good.
Did you come up with these?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What? So I wonder if you'll have any trouble with any of these, actually.
Yeah, let's see.
Because like, you don't want to make them too hard. You don't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of them are easier than others. Past the distinction of clear-cut morality.
Beyond good and evil.
Yeah.
Once I got beyond, it kind of fell into place.
Huey Duck's fatal attempt to turn his life around.
Huey Duck's fatal attempt to turn his life around.
Ooh. I thought this was a good one.
Red Dead Redemption. For those of you who are saying, huh? Huey is the three of the nephews who are red.
Yeah. If I just use that word
because
for red.
Because Dewey was green and Louie was blue, right?
Louie was green. What'd you say?
What did I say?
Dewey is blue.
Okay.
Louis I think green, I got it backwards. Huey is red.
Okay.
All right.
That's funny.
Okay. Rule book for murderers.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, that one's easy. All right. This last two might be a little harder. You represent the finality of the planet.
The world ends with you.
Yes. Oh, you're getting these too fast. All right. A long poem of heroics about a mouse squared.
Epic Mickey 2?
Yeah, come on. It's not what it's called.
The Power of Two.
Yeah, get the Power of Two squared. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. That's it then.
Okay. All right.
All right. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
I thought some of those were clever.
Yes.
I wish you didn't get them all.
Maybe you get good, Mike.
I know, you're just too smart. All right. So, are we in gaming? Is there anything to talk about?
You beat Dishonored.
I did beat Dishonored. I want to talk about the ending, but I can't.
I'll try to beat it for next show.
I just want to say it's I thought it was anticlimactic.
Yeah, you seemed a little like meh, like not bad. Like, but
I'm not Mass Effect 3-ing it or anything. It's not like a bad, like narratively, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just gameplay wise, the last level was like the easiest level for me in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It may just because I'm so strong at that point, but I don't know. So it was just kind of weird. I could explain why, but then I think it would be giving away things. So I'll just wait. I finally got Pandaria, Mr. Pandaria.
How you doing?
Well, good. Well, actually, first I just tried to make, like, a panda monk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so bored of that so quick.
You just can't go back to being level 1
at this point. I just can't,
because,
like, I can't go back to having, like, 3 skills and, like, doo-ba-doo. And I don't know, especially, like, when I compare that to Guild War, like, level 1, even where you get, like, all the stuff immediately and it's fun right away, it's, like, killing
me.
Yeah. And, like, even the Pandaria stuff that they were doing, it's surprisingly they play it very straight.
Yeah.
It's like not like Kung Fu Panda where like to have fun with it. They don't, which is weird because it's always been kind of a joke, the whole panda thing.
Yeah.
I think because of that and because it's been perceived as a joke, they had to come out and play it super straight.
Well, and that might even be because of Kung Fu Panda.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like you don't want to have the funny panda. So like it's almost too straight for me. Like they take it incredible. Like I like one of my favorite starting area was still the goblins because it was kind of funny and it was kind of stupid. It was goofy. It was poking fun at itself. This does not poke any fun at itself. It's almost kind of just typical. I mean, there's a lot of talking about finding inner peace, a lot of meditating, a lot of, you know, we're fighting monkeys and cranes, do you get it? All fighting styles. It's like, yeah, I see what you're doing here. Yeah, mythology, a lot of, you know, dragons, jade, you know, it's obvious.
Right.
So I kind of stopped doing that pretty quickly, and I wasn't finding much like about the monk class. Maybe it gets more interesting after a bit, but at first it just seemed like a rogue to me. Like, you're building up combo points and using them. I was like, okay, fine, whatever, punching people. So I just went back to my level 85 Death Knight, and I started doing the Pandaria stuff, so level 85 to 90. And that has been pretty cool so far. Because, you know, it's like I like doing that, because, like, I'm at this point where, like, you know, even you do things, your quests are like, oh, Tokoto, thank God you're here. We need your
help. The hero of legend has arrived.
Right, exactly. Thank all right, goodness. Guys, chill out.
Everyone relax.
Yeah, you know, important things are happening. I mean, you know, it's WoW still, but it is fun. The new areas do look good. The weird thing is there's a lot more cutscenes.
Yeah, like I noticed that even just kind of observing you playing it while we were watching Football Monday.
Yeah, and they kind of experiment that with Wrath a bit. But there's, like, a lot of them in this. It's interesting. but it's been fun. It's, I mean, it's Warcraft. I haven't, like, tried the pet battles and stuff, but right. It seems interesting enough, and I kind of like the new talent tree system where, like, you just pick skills.
I like that, too. The only problem is, like,
yeah, the problem
when you're
is
playing
like,
a new character, it's like, you only get, like, six of them.
Yeah, your rewards for leveling up seem diminished a bit, because you're not getting as much stuff quite as much, but I was enjoying it.
I was going to talk about... Oh, yeah, first, Mark of the Ninja. How you played the demo for this?
No.
I just played the trial. I played a few demos this week, and I want to get all these games, but I just don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
There's so we've already gotten to the point where there's too many games out right now.
Right.
And it's barely October. But, so Mark of the Ninja is from the same guys who made Shank. The 2D kind of brawler beat-em-up thing. So, it's all stealth-focused, but it's what I guess you could describe as action stealth. Like, you're not like... It's not like Splinter Cell or Metal Gear, where you're sitting there in a corner for minutes at a time, memorizing enemy patterns, so you can finally walk by or kill them or whatever.
Maybe more Assassin's Creed stealth?
No, even faster than that.
Really?
It's... You're just constantly moving. Like, it's just got a very... You know me. I like games with cool locomotion. You're constantly moving, like, behind this shadow, jump up to this wall, go through this door, drop down on this guy, move away from him, and just keep moving. And this is just the first level. You see, when you watch the... When you beat the trial, they have, like, the little trailer, and there's, like, three disciplines you can follow in the game. Like, one's real stealthy, one's real violent, and the other's, like, more mind games.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of shows you some of the gameplay variety. I mean, it looks amazing. I'll probably get to this game in December once things slow down. The other game demo I played that blew my mind, because I really wasn't, like, sure what to expect from it.
XCOM?
XCOM Enemy Unknown. I played the Xbox demo.
I mean, I've been hearing nothing but good things.
Oh, my God. So, if you've never played XCOM, which I actually haven't, the closest I can link it to, for me, would be Advance Wars.
Okay.
Not so much like you were saying. It's not so much like Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem, because it seems like there's a persistent character.
Yeah, that's where it's similar in that sense. Your characters are persistent. They level up. Death is permanent. Mm-hmm. So there's that attachment to character you get in Fire Emblem. But the gameplay is more Advance Wars in the field. There's a whole other layer to the gameplay where you're managing your base, deciding what missions to go on. Like, maybe you have a satellite over the United States you can see. There's an alien of force here, but all you know is there's a high crisis level in Japan. Do you go deal with that and risk, you know, these aliens attacking the U.S., or do you go to the U.S. and risk Japan just losing their shit and dropping out of the World Security Council or whatever it's called?
This sounds a lot like a lot of people like play the game for a while, then like restart and do it the right way.
Yeah,
like you learn a lot.
Yeah, and just what's really neat is for a turn based strategy game. Every time you make your moves, not every time, but when it's appropriate, it does really great cinematic things in the game. Mm. Like, I mean, if a character's making a long, dangerous run to cover, it'll pop down to kind of like a Gears of War roadie run camera behind them as they move. If they're kicking down a door, like, the camera will go to, like, behind the door so you see your guy kick into the room. You'll see him jumping through windows. You'll see them shooting their weapons, taking damage, all from, like, cinematic, dynamic angles. So it's really exciting to watch. Really good. Cool. I mean, it's the sad truth of it is it'll probably go to like $30 or $40 on Steam at Christmas and I'll get it.
You don't think it's going to do well?
Oh, no, it will. But
you just think there'll be a sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As there usually is.
I feel like this might be a good game for Christmas.
Yeah. Did we talk about Knights?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
I only played a little bit of it because I got distracted because Dishonored came out shortly afterwards. But
I played the first two levels. First one in HD, the second one in Saturn mode.
Which one did you prefer?
Almost preferred Saturn mode.
I mean, it's nice. It's still fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why
people don't like it.
Well, I mean, it's more of an arcadey game than you would expect. I think.
Yeah, it's hard as shit. Like, I feel like I've done everything I could do, and it's like, you get a C. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I never could figure that out.
Because you're not really supposed to, because I think... What you want to do is you want to just keep going in circuits.
No, I do. I go to that gate at the last possible second. I've gotten so many orbs.
Mm-hmm.
So many orbs. C, B. Never gotten an A in that game.
I think you only need C's on all of them to unlock Christmas Nights, which I need to do before
It Christmas. Is disappointing, though, here that they took out the part where you're running around as Sonic and Christmas Nights.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
But, I mean, it's nice. I still like it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely glad I got that instead of Sonic Adventure 2.
Oh, God. I played that demo.
Doesn't hold up.
Worse than I thought.
Really?
I mean, I know like the Tails Robotnik levels are shit, and the Knuckles Rogue ones are okay, But I always remember thinking, well, the Sonic and Shadow ones are good, and you had City Escape in the demo.
Yeah.
Ugh.
City Escape was so good back in the day.
It was, but man, I mean, just, I guess, having played games that don't suck,
I don't know.
The level just doesn't flow at all.
Did I talk about this last week? The, because somebody, Sam, I think, yeah, wrote the review for Gamesby. I think I did talk about this last week, and he had, like,
did we talk about this in the show, or did we talk about it in the car?
I can't remember. Yeah, he, like, got blasted by the Sonic fans.
Well, weren't they saying, like, if you went back to Mario 64, it's probably not as good right now, too?
Like, you can't, we can't review old games like this, because you can't place them in time. If you reviewed Mario 64, it would also be a 60 out of 100. I was like, what?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Give me a break.
I played that game not too long ago. It's pretty good.
Yeah, say what you will about Mario games, but the main ones I hold up. You know what else I actually played? Cause I've been just playing a lot of the like the Ambassador Program 3DS games. I was playing Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Oh yeah,
it's a cool game.
Yeah,
it's really like a sequel to like the original Donkey Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like Mario has basically all the abilities he had from Donkey Kong 1, Donkey Kong Jr., and that like Game Boy Donkey Kong. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's cool. And like all the sequels of it kind of focus on the minis, like the Lemmings aspect, which is neat. But it's a neat game.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of those Ambassador games. I love it. So far, I beat
you. You got your $80 worth, right?
I played Minish Cap, Yoshi's Island. I started Metroid Fusion, and now this. Mm-hmm. I intend to get the Fire Emblem Sacred Stones at some point. So, yeah, it's cool. All right, good. Is that it?
Believe so.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to get set up for the first 20 with Kirby's Dream Land 3. Originally for the Super Nintendo, we'll be playing the version of it that came out with the Wii Kirby 20th Anniversary Collection.
Yep.
And we'll see you after the break.
Oh, man. Bye.
Bye. Everybody, welcome back to Exploding Barrel Podcast. We're about to do the first 20 with Kirby's Dream Land 3, which came out in 1997. I thought it was older than that, I'll say that.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of forgot that it has this pleasant sort of pastel art style.
Yeah, no, the Kirby games always look good.
Right, well, like, in my mind it looked exactly like All-Star, but it looks very different from All-Star. Because it has this style. Actually, it looks pretty cool. I'm kind of excited. And it has, like, the companions.
I love the companions.
Yeah, they were in 2 and 3. Let's start a file here. And as soon as we start playing, I'll push start.
Okay. Can you multitask this?
Yeah.
How do I join it? I just press start?
I forget.
That's good. Oh, they're friends. Hey!
That's another friend.
Yeah. Aw, the poor hamster!
I think it has all the friends from the other game. I'm going to start the thing now.
Okay.
And, like, three new friends. Okay. Fish star or something. Maybe at the... I don't know how to get you in the game.
Did you look to see if there are options in the main menu before you started pushing buttons?
There's got to be a way. Push all the buttons.
I pushed all the buttons.
But did you push B? B's hitting.
I pushed B.
See?
I don't know why that...
I don't know how... Oh, that's dangerous.
Oh.
You cannot do that in All-Star. I cannot swallow you. Can you swallow me?
No, I can't swallow. This is bullshit.
That's one. Can I jump on you or anything?
I don't know.
Okay, look out for that Waddle Dee.
I think I can handle the Waddle Dee.
He's the most notorious of villains. Oh, Sir Kibbles, the Cutter.
How do you know all their names?
They have them. Okay, see, now here's the problem with this versus All-Star. This is exactly what my problem with it was. I remember now. Now, in All-Star, when you get Sir Kibbles, you get, like, an array of moves. Like, you get this cool dash thing, this cool down thing. So, here, you just get the, you just get his one, like, boomerang. Yeah,
it's a little simpler.
It's simpler.
This came out first, right?
No. This actually, that, a lot of people think it did, but no. This came out later. I mean, this has, like, well, because, like, you modify the abilities depending on what, like, friend you're with.
Okay.
So, like, look, I'm getting on this hamster. I want to figure it out.
me too.
B. See, B's...
Wee. Wait. Why is he, like, rolling me?
Oh, wait, this is Bull. Only one of us can be on somebody.
You're kidding.
That's a weird design decision.
That's
okay, stupid. But let me just show you. See, like, now the hamster throws me like a boomerang, which is neat.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat will, like, throw upwards boomerangs. I think I'm going to go with the gerbil. Okay, I think we can agree that since I actually have an ability, I should get the friend.
Yeah, that's bogus.
That is kind of lame, though. I don't get that.
That's so bogus.
Hey, there was a memory limitation.
I don't know.
But this is kind of neat. Like, he's just creep through
Where'd
Kirby.
Where'd you go?
But yeah, it's cool. Like, you can,
oh, wait,
like,
kinda... wait, don't kill that one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're an idiot.
But just go back. Go back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And whoa, where'd I go? Yes. I just, like, flew.
Ah. There you go. Get Sir Kibbles.
Whee!
This is cool. Like, the blocks you can only hit with the thing. I kind of wish I didn't have this. I could just keep sucking you in and messing with you.
This is actually much to my benefit. Oh, did you see that double hop? Do not touch the tops. They won't sting you.
Let's go. Man, it's just only Sir Kibbles so far.
Yeah, I almost feel like they really didn't try to make this a co-op game. Like, yeah, we could throw someone else in there.
No. We'll see. I mean, Superstar really was a co-op game. Oh, get one of those. Okay. Get rid of your thing, because that's Paracel.
That's a good... Okay, the minus button.
Well, it probably made more sense when this is a Super Nintendo controller.
Right.
My Paracel's pretty useful. It's basically sword.
Yeah, with a shield.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I really am kind of taken aback by how good this looks, this game. This art style.
It's very pleasant. It's not exactly the same as Yoshi's Island, but it's the same kind of
like that. Not quite as good, yeah.
Yoshi's Island's a little more crammed.
Here, I'm going to try to get electric, because I feel like we're going to want it.
Woogie, woogie,
woogie. That's interesting. When you get rid of the ability, it's just garment. So this is just, I push the thing. I hope I do something cooler when I'm with him. Oh, that's cool. That's like...
the classic spark thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the magic thing, yeah. The soup...
That tomato. Wait, I need it.
Can we kiss each other? Oh, it just split in half and gave it to me immediately. That's cool.
Whee!
Wait, how come I can't double jump?
Doesn't like you.
Whatever. Just kill all of these mushrooms and things. Like, somebody did a comic where it was like, or I saw some video where it was like,
no.
Kirby's killing all these things from the other perspective. I mean, because, like, everything he's killing is just as adorable as him. Who's the evil one?
It's not like they're, like, terrible monsters. You're in dreamland.
Like, oh god, no, Dreamland's been invaded by adorable circles, and this guy with, like, the goddamn elf.
Nice hat.
Look out for the Christmas elf. He's causing some real flower. Yeah, seriously, just killed that flower, really? I didn't think what do we care? Look out. These guys are not even aggressive, they're just walking.
Boom.
No one's trying to hurt you.
Yeah, no one's even attacked us yet. So far, we are the aggressors.
All right, we're invisible. Just run through these guys.
Whoa, I'm being zoomied.
Murder everybody. Yeah. Whee! It's a very long...
Yeah, right?
All right. There's stars in this one. This is like the exit.
This must be the end.
Hoping for a boss.
Oh, that flower's dead!
Oh, something! We did something wrong. Oh shoot! If we didn't trample those flowers, that flower would have given us something.
Well, fuck you, flower!
Dude, think
give
about
it to
this
me anyway.
Think of it like this is like a Western RPG. There's fucking consequences for your actions.
Oh my god, my mind is blown.
Sad flower here. It's like what the hell, guys?
I call bogus. I don't think it'll actually change the ending.
I tell you, do something. Okay, there's always something. Oh, that's right. We have to jump.
Like, leap.
Just jump as far as you can. So go. Oh. Oh, it's the other way.
Well,
we learned from that.
In a way, we did it right. We got the lowest.
Yeah. Oh. Is that one?
Well, let's find out. I'll get it.
I don't think it is. You can't, like... There you go. Oh! Ooh. You can broom. We're going to sweep you up.
We're going to clean up this...
This dreamland.
Yeah, this... Oh, shit.
Oh, I'll go back. Let me go back.
It's kind of cheap. I was like, oh, just go back.
Okay. Get back on my gerbil. Alright, I keep trying to just jump on it. What the fuck? I just jumped on it. I don't know, because he doesn't suck things in, he just literally bites them. Give me a second. There. Well, this is pretty cool. Look at this. I, like, roll on him. This is, like, I do really like this partner system with friends. Now, if we see flowers this time, let's not murder all of them.
Okay. I guess.
I don't know. I'm having some fun with this. I don't think it's as good as Superstar. Do you want fire? Fire's usually pretty useful.
Yeah, fire's good.
Yeah. Fire's great. I like how there's these blocks that you can only destroy with, like, the ability you have. It really drives me insane that they never even tried a 3D Kirby game.
I know.
Because, like, imagine how cool... Because just the same mechanics, but, like, with Mario-style 3D platforming...
Why are they so mad?
I don't know. Here, you can have the friend. Although, I want to see what mine does. What does she do? Here's... Oh, it's like a... a welder.
He's like, help! Help!
Let me try.
Let's just see what the gerbil does with my fire.
Oh, this is cool. I remember this. I'm, like, being rocked around.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, you try the gerbil. Oh, that's, like, the traditional, like, flamethrower one. Okay, so you want her?
Oh, that's sweet. I threw the bird.
Oh, the bird's there. The bird's the best one.
Yeah.
Let me try the bird. Yeah, the bird's the best. Oh, that's awesome.
All
right. I can, like, hop around.
Give it.
Oh, the bird's so cool.
It's my turn.
The birds are great. But, like, seriously, like, make a 3D Kirby game. Like, imagine if you, like... When you got the rock ability, you can just shoot little rocks from your mouth.
No, even use the Wii remote to do it.
No, what I'm saying is, like, it would just go into first person and it would just turn into a first person shooter. Like, getting abilities would almost change the genre. Like, you'd get motorcycle thing.
You could do
thing.
Some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, I think it would be really cool. Like, just call it Kirby's Dream World. The fact that they have not even attempted it drives me crazy. Let me see if this springy thing's anything. Nope. There's going that secret door. Fuck. Now that's gotta be something. One second, don't kill that. What is this?
It's not a friend. Jump on. No, just regular jump on. Why are you trying to kill him with rocks?
He's doing nothing.
I know.
Maybe I can suck him up.
Nope, get your rock back.
Something with those other springs, I bet. Maybe if I didn't murder that spring a second ago.
What spring?
Like the ones that look just like him, but small.
I didn't even notice.
Like, those things, I don't know. I have no idea. It's weird. There's, like, these weird secrets that I do not understand. Yeah. Kirby games always kind of a bad rep for being too easy. This isn't... But it's almost not as easy as I remember.
You know why they're easy? Because I could just fly across
the
whole
kind
level.
That's kind of like their design. I mean, Dreamland 1 was very much very easy. Oh, good. You still have fire. We can get this bottle, which
you
I need.
Desperately need.
Desperately. Come on.
Oops.
Oh, my God. Your goddamn bird. You gotta be kidding me. If I die in a Kirby game. I need an ability that is not rock. I could drop on people.
There you go.
That's gotta be spikes. Whoops.
Hey.
I didn't mean to do that. I guess I can't just steal that from you, though. That's interesting. Oh, shoot, I don't want to get the star. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I had to jump over because I didn't want it. Because if I would have sucked it up, I would have gone both. And the star supersedes everything. Here, this guy up here is probably one too. See? I'm Spike, which is exactly like what I had.
Yeah, I was going to say, huge improvement there, Mike. Good job.
Yeah, you know. Well, look, let's see. Now we're going to get a one-up. So,
oh, yeah,
there.
We need that.
Yeah, we'll fucking do.
Do-do-do-do-do. My bird.
You know, do you think Kirby is underappreciated?
A little bit.
Is it maybe because it's kind of played it so much? Well, you know what? No, people think it hasn't played it safe. And because, like I said, they never tried, like, the 3D Kirby game. And they always make Kirby games that are very much like this. But, like, some of the stuff they've done with it has been really cool. Like, Kirby's Dream Course.
Oh, yeah. That was a great game.
And I can't say enough good things about...
that's cool.
Canvas Curse for the DS.
Oh, that's still one of the best DS games.
Canvas Curse was good.
That game was the turning point for the DS.
Yeah,
I don't think
it'll ever get enough credit for what it did for the DS, because that game was like, oh my god, yeah, we could play, like, a game with the.
Now, why is this spring sad?
We didn't do something with the other one. I don't know. This
supposed to, like, bring it somewhere.
Look, all I know is that these springs do not like us.
Okay? I'm gonna get that tomato.
I did all right. Oh!
Yeah!
What'd you just do?
Threw my bird up in celebration.
Oh, see, like, the level select things are like the dude you gotta help.
Right. And I feel like it's important to actually help them. Maybe you can't even... Maybe we don't even have the power to. I don't know. This is like, we need the strategy guide. I'm gonna get that... I'm gonna get electric. Oh, nope. You're gonna murder electric.
My bad.
Well, I still feel like we need electric. That's the only thing with these bricks, though. It's like...
Yeah, it's like, it makes you feel like you gotta keep changing to whatever.
Right, like you have to have the one you need.
Even like, though this bird...
Like, usually they only ever do that in the other ones with, like, the hammer. Because, like, there's always, like, the hammer blocks. This music's always great, too. I like these games a lot. I mean, I think you've always known that I was partial to him.
Oh, man.
I forgot there was, like, another bird. Let me try it. Let's see what happens to this. Oh, it's a light bulb. Light bulb fish. Do you think that was specifically supposed to be a Simpsons joke? Because remember,
no.
You know what I'm talking about,
though? I know you're talking about.
What's that episode?
Mr. Sparkle. Whoa!
Oh, wait a second. But if I get this bird, I get the awesome... Yeah, the remote control. It's my turn to have the animal anyways.
All right, hang on.
I'm with the remote control bird.
This thing does.
I want to... Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of fun.
That's like fire rings. Like, what does this guy do? Oh, that's not... That was okay.
Lightning storm.
Yeah, I'm definitely going... The little bird's the best. I don't know why, but he is. And he runs so fast. Love this shit. Die. That's awesome. It's almost like Ness's ability in Smash Brothers. Of course, the only thing that sucks is I get to wait all the way for it to come back to me.
You're controlling it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird how getting a hit doesn't cause you to lose your ability.
Well, maybe it does randomly, because it isn't always in the other ones.
Thought it did.
What do you think about Kirby 64?
Honestly, I don't remember much about
it. It's all right.
On here, right?
Yeah, the one cool thing it did was that, like, if you got more than one ability at a time in your mouth, it would combine them.
But there weren't as many.
Right, yeah. And again, it was like kind of like with...
It was more about the combination. Hit these flowers!
You're probably fucking right. I just blew it. dang it. We did. I'm sorry. We're just not making many friends.
Man, you're the worst. Why would you see a flower and be like, fuck you, flower?
Because, look, its smile, everything else looks adorable. I don't know it's evil.
It doesn't have a face, though.
It does. There's two eyes. I don't know.
Just wait, get the I want star. That.
That's not going to be anything. Well, you fool, not. You fool.
Don't worry, I'm sure... Oh, crap, it's a boss.
We got this. What's he doing?
He's mad at us because we... Oh,
shoot.
Shit.
He, like, threw, like, a spiky ball. We have to, like, now say which one it was. It didn't have many. I said it was that one. Yeah!
Am I going to get, like, zapped? Oh, it's a contest!
Good. This is scary. Oh, God!
Well, stop. You can just see my choice.
Well, I mean, you were wrong last time. I'm not just going to copy you.
Yeah, because we were paying attention. When I go to it with such confidence, clearly you know what's up. What the?
I'm like, yeah, you're wrong. No! But I don't think it matters. I think it's just as long as one of us gets it. We did
get
it.
Okay, so did we please this teamwork. Guy?
Look, he's happy. See, it had nothing to do with those other things.
Oh, you got lucky.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's like a stampede.
Run. What the?
You went down too fast.
That's stupid.
Well, you're dead. I don't know. Come back like you did last time.
I don't know what I did last time.
Fuck you. Oh, no!
Smooth move.
All right. I push some button.
Live.
Shoot.
Why are you pushing buttons?
Here. Like down and B. Down. No.
Why are you pushing buttons?
Because I don't know. I thought maybe I got you to come back. I don't know.
I might just be dead.
No. You can come back. Shoot. Get back. I need you.
Well, stop pushing buttons. I'll figure it out.
I don't think it's necessarily just you.
Aha.
See? I think I did it.
This was the A button.
I always forget about that goddamn
I know,
button.
Me too. Hey, hang on, I need an ability.
No, that's not gonna get you any. Oh, I'm so fast. Oh, shit! It's kind of better than I remember. I'm having a lot
that's
of fun.
Not bad, yeah.
What do you mean, stop? This is great. This is good co-op fun, man.
Everything's better with co-op, Mike.
Yay!
He loves us. Oh, what do we get? Just love and adoration.
I mean, I'm sure those will be important later. Okay, let's actually, I kind of want
Look, look where the tomato is now.
I kind of want that one up. All right. Well, I don't need that tomato. I'm going to get this.
Yes, you do.
Aw. That's good enough for me. How do you always get the tomato?
Because I'm so good at this, God. Mike. You're welcome. You have full health now. You're welcome.
See, look, we got the star heart thing.
Oh, cool.
Now we have to help this little Chinese girl.
Wee.
There's something up here. I thought I didn't see it, but
it's
I did.
It's a star. What do these stars do?
I don't know. Point. Oh, I mean, look. You foam them up in the bottom. If you get enough of them, you get a one up. I think. Ouch. This game is boss, man.
Whee!
I can't stop saying enough good things about this. Whee! Look out. I didn't know they could do that. Oh, no.
Wait, I want this cloud.
Is the cloud a thing? No. You could, that's the only thing. You never know.
Yeah.
It's like you think it got something, ain't it?
I think he'd be like electric or something.
Ouch. I'm getting kind of hacked. Okay, the bat's definitely nothing. Well, I remember it was always confusing because for a long time the parasol was nothing, and then all of a sudden it was an ability.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll take care of all these bats. So look at that co-op! Look at that teamwork, man! I love it! Yeah. Oh, that looks. Oh. Okay, let's get that instead of your stupid rock.
I got a rock. Son of a bitch!
Well done. Although this might just be Cutter.
He had my number.
Yeah, it's just Cutter. Yeah. But still, Cutter's better than Rock. Cutter's great. Cutter and Sora are good ones. Alright, which one do you want?
Let's see what they do. Oh, we did that already.
Yeah, I don't like that. Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, it ricochets. Whoa, the bird's so cool.
The bird's always... See what the stupid octopus lady. She looks exactly like the octopus from Nemo, by the way. It's kind of funny.
That's kind of fun.
Your choice.
Screw me, I'm taking the bird.
I know, the bird's so good. I don't know why. And he also runs so fast. This is a good collection, man. It's got this. Oh, Superstar.
Do you have a vertical attack right here? I just hit them.
Are these our friends? I mean, I don't know. They're smiling. I think they just... Yeah, they help you.
Oh, man. We're invisible.
Let's do it.
Run!
Whee! We are not taking advantage of some invisibility so far. Here we go.
Run! Go, bird, go!
Oh. Oh, no, no, it's a rock. Whatever.
No time.
No time! Yeah, that's probably how we made a friend.
Yeah. Oh, there's fire down there.
I fought that guy, which we did not. Okay, see? That monkey?
He looks perplexed. Something troubles him.
I wish we didn't step on all those bugs.
Bugs! If someone's sad that we stepped on the bugs, I'm going to tell them to go screw off.
Look, those bugs had families. Imagine if those bugs were wearing top hats, then you would have felt bad about it.
Well, yeah, but they weren't wearing top hats. They're not adorable.
Here we go. Here, you need this bottle.
Slow down.
Actually, we equally need this bottle. Okay, there's got to be something... No, never mind, it's not. I'm sorry if you can't keep up with my maddening Kirby pace. Oh, God.
Bird, return to me! Return to me!
Bird's flying all the way around you.
Actually, I actually have, like, a shield now. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that was useful. Yeah, right. Please don't come all the way. All right. Spiky thing I thought was going to get us. Ups a days.
This is kind of silly.
It's great, is what
just
it
can't
is.
Can't stop.
See, we got
all this. Oh, man, the best.
Whee! Alright, keep going. Alright, this one-up is easy to get. They're handing it to us.
In case you haven't figured out how this puzzle works yet.
Right.
We've stumped you this time.
I was expecting something else to happen. They're going to throw a curveball.
Whee!
Oh, God, run, run, run! What's up here? Okay, we just had one of these tomatoes.
Yeah, right?
Like, oh, things are getting difficult now. We gotta give them more items.
How are we gonna get past all these guys, Mike?
They're just patterns. I mean, right now it's kind of just been working. I could just fly over all of them easily, but hey. Yeah, here we go.
Well, I wonder what that monkey and that boss were like.
Yeah, I told you we should have got that rock. Yeah, this girl's kind of sad that we don't have her monkey friend.
Whatever, go find him yourself.
Oh, convenient timing.
Yeah. Let me just jump on this tomato and we'll call it a day.
I didn't even look. One up's pretty good.
I meant to do that.
I'm assuming this is all sitting, because I might want to come back to this. This is fun. Right,
so, yeah. That's Kirby. Pretty sweet.
I give it a big solid thumbs up.
Yeah.
Good times.
You can leave it open on the menu screen or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right. I had a great time with that.
Yeah, so what's coming out this week? You need to look it up on your phone.
Oh, shit. Talk, but just tell me, like...
Well, he does that. I'm going to enjoy this Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat. It tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, it is funny because, like, I really do not have nearly as much love for that one as Superstar, but it's still good.
Yeah,
it's still
just
very good. I don't
Seriously, I tell people this tastes like Fruity Pebbles, like, oh, what are you talking about?
Really?
It tastes exactly like Fruity Pebbles.
And you are right. It tastes literally exactly like... Oh, shit, I went to GameStop.com. I'm just killing all sorts of time here.
No!
What do you think? So what do you think about next week? We have that copy of Lego Batman 2. Honestly, I still...
We've got that. We've got,
I still think it would be fun to do.
I don't know.
It's working. We have War in the North, that Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just worried that, like, it's going to be a game where it's going to take 20 minutes just to, like, get going.
Well, what we should do, we should wait maybe till the holidays and Chris is around and do three of us playing that.
That could be cool.
Yeah. Because that is three-player co-op. What else?
Did you see that you're in, like, the All-Stars beta live?
Oh, yeah. Beta. It's for reals. It's on the Vita, too.
Oh, cool. But, like, I think there's some stuff different about, but it's the same characters. There's still not a lot of characters. It, you we'll see, there's no more characters, I guess, or that aren't DLC.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Which is weird, because you don't have Crash yet, and like, there's all those pictures of Captain Gravity Rush. I assume she's going to be in it.
Yeah. Maybe have to play on the Vita to get her, you know? Not, like, unlock her both ways.
That's what I was assuming.
That's fine.
Damn it, it keeps closing on me.
Why is it closing?
I don't know, it just closed. And I can't find it because it's the mobile version.
Go to the bottom, hit full site.
All right. I'm getting this guy, sorry. But yeah, Cat better be in that game because I like Cat a lot. That's still my game of the year.
Really?
I know, I'm not being like secretive about it so far, what I think, but I think so highly of Gravity. I really hope you beat that before the year's over.
Someday.
But you say you like games with like unique...
Locomotion. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nothing beats that.
All right, so the problem is, I think the last thing I played in the game was a really large chunk where they take away your Gravity Rush ability.
Oh, yeah, but that's just fine. All right, so Doom 3, the
BFG. I'm curious about this.
Yeah, I wonder if Doom 3 holds up, because, like, Doom 3 came out around...
Well, you know this version, they let you have a flashlight and a gun out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because Doom 3 came out, like, the same time as Half-Life 2, so it kind of was hurt by that.
But now I'm, like, kind of have, like, a neat little retro vibe to it.
Yeah, Dance Central 3.
Yeah.
Series Sam 3, Jewel of the Nile. I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay.
The Riders of Rohan expansion for Lord of the Rings: The Line.
I always said this is the thing that would really get me into the game. But
they just got to that.
Yeah, but I assume we have to, like, you don't get to like make a Rohirrim at level 1.
Silent Hill Book of Memories for the Vita. What's Book of Memories?
Didn't that get delayed at the last second?
Maybe. So
I don't know, the Silent Hill franchise. 007. When are they going to give up on
007 that? 007 Legends for 360 PS3. Apparently, this is a big disappointment. This
really?
It's terrible.
Oh, that's too
like,
bad.
Metacritic is like a 40.
Oh, because the concept was cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I talk about Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D earlier? I don't think I did.
I thought you did last week.
I did last week, maybe, yeah, but yeah, I did.
It's shit.
You should check my review.
It's pretty awful.
It's the worst score I gave to a game. I kind of feel bad, but hey. Mm-hmm. Mugen Souls for PS3, which is a turn-based combat game.
Okay.
The Captain Scarlet and her Pirate's Booty DLC for Borderlands 2.
That came out fast.
Yeah, well, they're quick with that. And Rocksmith for PC.
Yep.
And Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D. Please do not buy that. You will regret it. All right.
Say goodbye to the people, Mike.
Bye to the people, Mike. So thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody, and for hopefully you'll go see this segment on the YouTubes.
Yes,
which will be great fun.
YouTube.com/EBpodcast.
Thank you.
See, we keep this all nice and simple. Mm-hmm.
And you can also follow us at EB at our Twitter account. I mean, that's twitter.com/explodingbarrel, and facebook.com/explodingbarrel.
Go to the iTunes Music Store. Leave us a review, please.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Go to ebpodcast.com. You can find all of our past episodes.
And we'll have an actual poll for the first one. Yeah, we'll put, what do we say? Lego Batman 2.
I think this was our best first 20 segments so far. I thought this was amusing.
Yes, this game was delightful.
Well, I thought we were funny. All right.
Tell us in the comments below.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Tell me if you liked the game guest thing. Tell me if you were able to get them all. And, feedback control was great. Pokemans. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.
Try! Do something! He's Mega Man! AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, not only will you get a free audiobook, but a one-month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself.